Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, certified coach, and energy master, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and wellness in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to help you shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us. And I'm Joanne White, and it's always a pleasure to be here. And today, I'm really very excited because I have a very special guest. All my guests are special, but this one is more special, even if that's the right word, verbiage. Anyway, many people look at people with special needs or people who think differently and behave differently, whatever, as not having capacity or gifts to do incredible things, and I know firsthand that that is so not true. And there's a beautiful, beautiful film out that really portrays the gifts that so many people can bring to us and to the world. And we have a very important person here who's been involved in the film and in some other wonderful projects, and I'm talking about Kevin Mackey, who is a Grammy winner, a twice Grammy nominated, and an ambassador for UNESCO Center for Peace. He's also the executive producer for the award-winning film One Little Finger, which has received worldwide recognition. Kevin has been heavily involved with different charities since 1995, and he continues to bring positive change to those in need through his work. His album, All About Bullies, Big and Small, won a 54th Grammy Award, a Parents' Choice Award, a Napa Award, and a Lehigh Valley Music Award, and is still a hit album for families. It was also recognized by the United States House of Representatives during the proceedings and debates of the 112th Congress, second session. Among many other nominations and awards, Kevin is the recipient of the Lehigh Valley Community Service Award. And Action Moves People is a collection of his poems and songs, not just his, but from various artists that earned Kevin an Independent Music Award. And its follow-up, Action Moves People United, benefits the United States Federation of UNESCO and includes over 300 artists. Welcome, Kevin Mackey. How are you?
Great. Great to be here, Joanne. And I must add that you are a special interviewer. I've been waiting all that time to say that.
Well, thank you, because I'm really excited about, firstly, about interviewing you, and also about this film, because it's so important that people see the gifts that all of us can bring to one another and to this world. And I think this film and you represent it so beautifully. So can you tell our listening audience about this film, One Little Finger, and your engagement, involvement with it?
Well, it started, let's say, around 5 years ago when writer-director Rupam Sarma, he enrolled himself in some special needs classes with special needs children to live the life, to see how they feel, how they react, and he learned by it. And that's how he wrote the script, based on true life stories. And me and Rupam met, we were both putting out positive projects, and we met through the Recording Academy Network, and it was a no-brainer that we would work together. And one day he asked if I would help him with the film, and I jumped at it, and I thought it was a great idea. I loved the message that it was sending out. And really, ability and disability is the big thing. It shows ability and disability. And that really says it all. There's so much to say with ability and disability. that's, you know, that's the conclusion that it shows. And it's very, very, very important how we all work together. And, you know, sometimes we look at other people and you have this one idea of what they might be thinking, or just because of the way they act, because of what they go through. But a lot of us have no idea what's going on in their heads. I mean, they think, everybody thinks the same. I mean, just because you can't communicate just like everybody else doesn't mean that you're less intelligent. I can go on and on and on and on.
Well, yeah, I want you to a little bit, but I'll share something with you. I've worked with a family, and the young man has autism, and one day his mother's computer broke, and he said, I'll just make one. She said, really? He said, yeah, I'll just make one. And he did. He made her this incredible, he ordered the parts. He made her this incredible computer. Like, I wouldn't even know where to begin, right? And there it was. It was perfect, Kevin. And she said, can you teach me? He said, Mom, I really don't think so. Because, again, his level of what, you know, his gift, and he has so many gifts, is in that arena, and his mother has other gifts, but certainly not in that area. So you're so right that we label people and sort of pigeonhole them in a space that really doesn't show all of who they are. And I think by limiting them, we also limit ourselves. And I think that's
correct.
Important.
Yes, and especially, you know, sometimes we found, like, people with autism, that finding the one thing that turns them on, that excites them. And if you can find that, then a whole new world could be opened up.
You know, it's true. I used to be a teacher for children with special needs, and I had a girl with autism, and she was gifted in movement and dance, and that was the way that I actually was able to reach her, to get her to communicate and to do all these beautiful things. So I think you're so right. Tell us about this album a little bit, too. I just want to go back. We'll go back and forth, if you don't mind. Creative
sure.
People love to do that. All About Bullies.
All About Bullies, Big and Small, that won a Grammy
yeah.
in 2012. There was five of us producers, and we were searching for a really good cause, and we thought anti-bullying was very, very, very important. I was bullied at times as a child, and a couple of the other producers were actually bullied as a child. So you really got to feel, you know, what it's like, and we thought it was very important that we put that project out. And it was well recognized, and we're very honored to this day for that achievement.
You know, it's wonderful, and it's so important, again, to be able – people bully people because they're different in some ways, or they, you know, and oftentimes the bully is a person that may also be feeling insecure or less than or whatever, but that's – maybe
so.
His or her way of working through that by destroying somebody else. I'm using a harsh word there, but I think that's a little bit accurate.
Right.
Let's get back to One Little Finger. Why do you know why that title was chosen?
My one sentence answer would be, you have to watch the movie. And then the answer is given in the movie. When when I was helping RuPaul putting everything together, and I had that same question, which, you know, a lot of people do, and that was the answer that RuPaul gave me, is you have to watch the movie. And he was right. You do get the answer in the movie.
Well, let's give our listeners a little bit of background, because it does start off with a woman, a neurologist, right? I mean, so there's a story that people can have without knowing everything, so that they still see the film. So can you give us a little
bit? But yeah, it's based on you know, the true life stories of many people and acted by people with special needs, and some of the people's stories that are actually acting in it, they're acting out their own stories. And probably the best example I can give you is the lead actor, one of the lead actors, disabled and in a wheelchair. As a child, he was misdiagnosed, and he couldn't speak for 25 years. And when properly diagnosed, he was able to speak, and then he went on to become a very famous radio DJ in India. So there you go.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, when I was teaching part-time at Temple University, I was teaching in education and special education classes, and there was one woman who, and because I always ask people, why do you want to teach? What, you know, what's your story? And we would talk about that initially as an introduction. And one woman said that when she was younger, everybody thought she was stupid, and because she wasn't able to really read words or whatever. And I don't know the exact diagnosis or whatever, but they discovered that with a different kind of glasses that had colors in it, she was able to read and able to gain information. And it wasn't really that she had deficits in her brain or anything like that. She actually was an advanced learner once she could see the words on the page actually jumped and moved so that she wasn't able to kind of focus. So isn't that amazing, though? There are so many people like you talked about, that person in the film that was misdiagnosed and then had to live by whatever that diagnosis was or is, which is so limiting.
Right. Yep. And he also won Best Actor in one of the film festivals, and he was just beside himself. He couldn't believe it, and well deserved, because you know, I must say that these kids and adults that are acting in the movie with their disabilities, and I hate to just say that, you know, they're disabled, because we're all disabled in some way. You know, when we talk about people being disabled or special needs, I get that feeling on my stomach that it, you know, bothers me, because I hate to classify somebody else. You know, because we all have. I suffered from anxiety and panic attacks for many years, put me in the hospital. And so I have a little, you know, little idea what some people go through. But yeah, to label people like that, it's just a common thing that I always do. Oh yeah, these people with special needs or disabilities, and but you know, some way we got to train ourselves not to do that, because you know, we're all as one, and just because you know, like somebody can't walk or talk exactly like I may or you may, it doesn't mean, you know, to say their special needs or disability. It's almost degrading, you know.
You know, I feel the same way.
I forgot exactly where I was going, but I wanted to make that point.
It doesn't matter. I think what you're saying is really important, because it devalues a person, and yet there's much to, you know, so much to people other than one area in which they don't excel as much as somewhere else. And I'll share something that I've actually shared in the chapter in a book, and that is that when I was a kid and I was first learning to read and to write, I did mirror writing, which means that you could hold it up to the mirror, and that's the only way people could read it, because that's kind of the way my brain, I have a strange brain. But I remember teachers telling my mother, what is she going to be able to do? Like, you know, she can't do this, and I'm very left-handed. She can't do this, she can't do that. How is she going to succeed in life? So hello there, teachers. Right?
Wow.
I mean, because Yeah, and we get limited by, and I've had to learn how to compensate for that and do things differently just because that's the way my brain works. So
wow.
There you go.
Yeah, it's finding that you know, that one thing with everybody, you know, to make it better. You know, just with a little patience, and Rupam showed much patience while making this movie, you know. They told him it couldn't be done. They said to him, how are you going to get one person with autism, whatever, to act? And you're gonna have 80 of these people act? It can't be done. And not only did he get them to act, but he also got them to play music. And that was another thing. So, oh, you can't do that. But he took the time to teach each one in finding the, you know, that thing that that gave him that excitement to, you know, and he gave him that particular instrument, what he thought, you know, they would be able to play, from what excited them, what, you know, what brought them to life, what, you know, and you can see that in the movie, like how when they're playing instruments, how happy they feel, and you know, that they're part of something. It's so special.
You know, it's beautiful, and I love this story, and I think it's just so very exciting. And you've actually had events with this film being featured in, I know, in California. You're having one in Pennsylvania. You want to tell our listeners about where all this is taking place, not just in Philadelphia, but all around the globe?
Well, actually, the one coming up is this Sunday, November 3rd, starts at 2 o'clock, and it's at the Hopewell Theater in Hopewell, New Jersey. And it's our Northeast premiere. And you know, we're going to start with the red carpet, meet and greet, and then we're going to have a half-hour concert with several people that were involved in the soundtrack. And we're also going to, there's a song called God Bless This Land that's part of the soundtrack. It was epic recording, and we're going to do a section of it. And it's going to be really great with all these singers doing the chorus on stage. And then we show the film and 5.1 surround. And I must add, you know, this was shot with beautiful colors. And so everything just like jumps out at you. And then after the film is shown, there'll be a Q&A with Rupam and some others. So
wonderful.
That was what's coming up. And then there's so many places it's been shown. It was shown the American release, the United States actual release on the West Coast was in Santa Monica in August, and Quincy Jones came out. He's part of the soundtrack, and some other celebrities, and we had a great time. And the movie showed in Cannes, in May or June. It's been in England or going to England. I know it's going to Australia. It's been in Italy. Spain is somewhere on the map. So it's shown, been shown all over the world. And, you know, it's, you know, I think Rupam finds with every different showing the questions that are asked. It's very enlightening. He tells me all the time, like, I don't get to go to all the showings. I was in the Santa Monica one, and every time after a showing, we talk about it, we talk about the questions and what he said, and maybe, you know, like, where do we move forward when someone asks us? That's the whole thing that we're looking at now. We're drawing a map, like, where do we go, you know, after this film goes through the circuits? Where do we go, you know, do we go into the schools and speak with students, teachers, and enlighten them. And but you know, we don't even know where the road's going to end up. We're driving, and you know, it just every event we do and everything that happens, there's another part. There's another road, you know, that comes, and we just follow that. And but as far as like the questions that are asked, like I said, after every showing, Rupam tells me, and we talk about it, but I can't remember the question that you know, if Rupam was on right now, you know, he would be, I'm sure he would remember, but I just can't remember one exact question. And I probably, you know, I if I'm just going to take a guess, I know a lot of people are very astounded by the acting abilities of these kids. And I'm sure what was asked, you know, how did you get them to do this? How did you get them to do that? And he explains, you know, the process and the patience in it. So that's what I kind of recall right off the cuff.
Well, that's wonderful. So let's talk a little bit about you, because you, again, you have. Do you mind? You have. How did you get involved in music? Because a lot of what you do is through music and the creative arts and being, you know, being a producer. But what, again, the evolution of that and the evolution of Kevin Mackey with that.
As far as I can remember, when I was born, probably right off the table, I wanted to be an operating table. I wanted to be in the music. I wanted to be a big rock and roll star. You know, the Beatles really excited me, as so many other people, and I knew that's, you know, what I always wanted to do. And you know, as a child, I played some instruments, and as a teenager, learned the guitar and then bass. And in the 90s, I was in, you know, bands and for several years. And one day I just finally decided, you know, because you're always hoping, like, what's going to come next? How, you know, am I going to get discovered, or am I going to just be at the right place at the right time? And I stopped thinking about that. And I just decided to create my own music business. Instead of waiting for the music business to come to me, I just created the world around me. And without having any idea what to do other than my passion, I just started putting projects together and making phone calls. And the rest is history after that. It's like a little circle, and then you make mistakes and you learn by those mistakes. And then that circle of people that you know just grows a little bit more and grows a little bit more and then keeps on growing. You know, 2 Grammy nominations and a Grammy win later, and many other awards. Here we are. And it's, you know, and it's not the awards that really excite me. And I really get excited from not only when we do a project and the help it brings to the world, but I get just as excited when I bring people into the project that want to help, and then they get excited. And that just gives me a thrill that I added some positivity in their life, no matter who they are.
You know, I agree with you, and I feel the same way. And I think that what you've done, not just with One Little Finger, but also a lot of your other work, is about creating or bringing positive change to the world, to different people, and you demonstrate that through, again, not just through music, but through all of your activities. So kudos to you for that, because I believe that that's one of the reasons we're here, to really be able to support and help other people and help ourselves and everyone grow and to create a better place. So I think that's
true.
So important.
Very true. And when we do one of these things, whether it's just this one or several put together, whatever, but the circle of people that grow, that's that many people doing something positive for the world. And if we could just keep on making that grow, there's more positivity we can put out there. Because as we know, it's a very sometimes very negative world we live in, but there is positivity out there, and we just need to focus on that. And have, you know, if everybody in the world has something kind or something useful to help the world could be a much better place.
I totally agree with you, and I think that's one of the reasons that this movie is so beautiful, is because it's shining a light on individuals, people who, again, are labeled in a limiting way, and yet we see them and hear them and find out in wonderfully that, wow, I was wrong. Look at what he has. Look at what she's bringing, you know, and all of that. And mm-hmm. and to me, that's an awakening of us so that we can, again, see one another in more of an enlightening and humane way. So I think that's so important. Now, this film huh? has won, my goodness, Best Inspirational Film, Best Director, Best Song, Best Screenplay, Best Film, 27 Laurels worldwide. It's really making an impression on people. The timing is right. So why do you think it's receiving all of this? And I'm totally in favor, but what kind of a comment on how you see not only the film but the responses to it.
I believe when people watch it, it touches their heart. Because most of the actors in the movie, we have our couple lead actors, and you know, the doctor and the teachers, but to see these children and adults act out their own parts, it really, really, really touches your heart. And I think when people watch this, you know, they get that same feeling. And it was funny because, but through the film's process, I did see certain scenes from it a while back before the editing took place, before the music was put on. And to actually then watch the whole movie, you know, being put together, you know, its conclusion, to see the whole thing finished. And just to go through that and watch it. And in Santa Monica, you know, Rapalmi asked me if I would, after the movie was shown, to come up and say a few words. And he told me basically what other, you know, people with theaters that had nothing to do with the movie, their reactions were. And the general reaction was like, oh, wow. And so he told me that. So I thought, I'm thinking, okay, I know to say, oh, wow. You know, you have to, but when I went up there, I truly was, oh, wow. Because it came so naturally. And I think that's what, when people see it, they're just like, oh, wow. They're just like, you know, these kids, I mean, how, you know, they really gave their hearts to acting in this, to send a message out there. And then as it's going along, the music is brilliant. We have Rupam, to thank for that. I did a certain share, my buddy, the great and wonderful Oz, helped me in recording several things, but really Rupam, composing these masterpieces. It's wow.
Well, I love the wow, and I think it's so important. And like you said earlier, Kevin, there's a lot of stuff in the world that has a level of darkness and separation, and this movie bring something else to it. And I think we all want to be wow. We all want to feel good, and we all want to feel good about, I believe, again, about one right. another and ourselves. And I think this movie does it in such a beautiful way. So kudos.
It's
so important.
It really does. Yeah. I've actually witnessed a few people that were, that I got involved in the soundtrack. All they knew, was their part, their small parts that they did in the bonus, these bonus tracks, and some other tracks that are actually in the movie, but they had no idea what else was about, what the whole thing was about. And showing them the trailer for the first time, several people had tears in their eyes while watching this, and they were just so happy to be part of it, that their little thing that they did is actually not really a little thing, because if you did a little thing, it's really a huge thing. It everybody's little piece of the puzzle, and it comes together as a big, huge project from everyone's little contribution. So no matter how small your contribution may have been, you really get that feeling that, like, wow, I did something, I'm part of something really awesome, and it's wonderful.
I think it is, and I think that we can take that message and think about that in terms of of all of us. So even if your contribution to the world or to a family or to friends or your kids or to organizations or whatever is small, think about the contribution that you can make or that you are making that is making a difference to many people, even if it's just your family, because that's not just, but if it's your family, because that's important too. So, Kevin,
yes.
Tell people how they can find out more about you, Kevin Mackey, and One Little Finger, and all the wonderful stuff that you are doing, and how they can get a hold of you and just find out so much more information about this beautiful film.
They can go to onelittlefinger.com, and you could even put One Little Finger movie trailer. That'll lead you right to the trail. Also, you can look up One Little Finger on Facebook, and that'll give you information on what we're doing and where we're going. As far as me, you can just look me up on Facebook. I have two Facebook pages because one is, you know, pretty full. And but you know, I'm always welcoming new people, and you know, I love meeting new people and working together with different people. So reach out and come see the movie and download the soundtrack and you'll go wow.
And we need to be wowed. So yes, do that. That's important. What would you leave our listeners with? What kind of advice, not only about the film, but just, you know, from your perspective, Kevin?
Never. If you really believe in something, never never take no for an answer. Follow your dreams. I remember when I was going to rock concerts, and occasionally one band member would say, "Follow your dreams," because you know we're up here now, and that's what we did. And I can easily say the same, because I don't believe there's anything extraordinary about myself or special. I just had a passion, and I followed it, and I just kept on following it. No matter how many times you hit a brick wall, you just keep on going. And I've been told on several occasions from public relations people that I didn't know, don't go after that person because you'll never get that person. You know, don't go after, you know, don't do that. You're never going to do this. Well, you know, Julian Lennon is part of the soundtrack, because he's been part of three projects that I've worked on. And like I said, Quincy Jones is part of this, and we've worked with Dan Aykroyd before, and just so many people. So never take no for an answer. If you have a passion, just follow it and you know, and learn from your mistakes and don't give up.
I love that, and I believe in that too. I want to go back to one thing, because you said that you were bullied when you were younger. Why? And what happened from that?
Well, maybe because I was extremely shy. I kept to myself, other than having, you know, you have a couple of friends, a few friends, whatever. But people that you don't know, you just are shy. I did wear, just have to start wearing glasses in the second grade, because, you know, that's a really big reason for kids to bully each other, because of glasses. And you know, it I was scared. Sometimes it wasn't throughout my whole childhood, but there was times when I got scared. And I remember once, this isn't the exact proper way to do things, but I remember, I think it was in the fifth grade, someone kept on pushing me, and finally one day I just threw him over a desk, and he never bothered me again. I'm not saying that's the answer. But
no, we're not recommending that, everybody.
No, we don't recommend violence at all.
Not at all.
You know, no, that was, I mean, that's rare, far in between. You know, most of the times I just shut down and just lived through it and grew out of it. I know, even being extremely shy in high school, you know, I had my group of friends, but then, you know, I still had this huge shyness to me. And if you are, you know, if you are shy, just know that someday you'll probably come out of it. You know, it's very, very, it's really hard to explain, but, you know, unless you were shy or are shy, or if you have anxiety, like which I did, and I sometimes still do. But, you know, you learn to, like when I had my anxiety and panic attacks, and I had to learn to readapt my way of thinking. And, you know, and study, you know, whatever may be bothering you, or, you know, whatever, something that may be holding you back, look it up, find the information and how to overcome it, because so much can be overcome with the power, you know, powerful, you know, positive power thinking and being positive and you know, just don't, get a little,
don't get stuck. Yeah. You know, I wanted to share something too, because I was incredibly shy as a kid, and I just was afraid to talk. I I'm starting to write some of that now. But and people today, because I do a lot of speaking and writing and seminars, and they say, "No, Joanne, you weren't." But yeah, I was. I was afraid to open my mouth.
Same here.
It's not true now, but like you said, Kevin, I had to help myself grow out of it, because there were things that I wanted to do, and so we're both saying this because, again, whatever you're going through, and I think you share this as from everything you've said, it doesn't have to limit you. And again, going back to this film, One Little Finger, look at what these beautiful people accomplish because of their passion, like you've been talking about, and their gifts, and wanting to share, and wanting to do something sometimes even beyond what we believe our capabilities are. So I love your message in terms of just follow your passion and don't take no for an answer, and I think it's so important. And I am so excited about this film and the fact that it is changing lives and that you are such a integral part of it. So thank you for that, truly.
And I'm honored and humbled to be part of it. And, you know, everything I've done, and it's just, you know, sometimes I have to actually just stop for a second and just breathe and just look at everything, because everything goes so fast. And sometimes it's good just to sit back and say, like, wow. There we go, wow again. You know, it's like, wow, look what we accomplished, you know, just because we wanted to, you know. And, you know, and anybody, you know, with any kind of, like, talking about shy or anxiety, you don't have to accept that. I think if some people, when they accept their certain way and just, all right, that's the way I'm always going to be, you know, maybe that's not the best way. And maybe it's just talking about, you know, what your issues are or what bothers you. And so if there is a way to change that, you can change that.
Well, there definitely are ways, and I do work with that, and I also believe it, and you and I have shared some of that, not the ways, but that we're examples of kind of being shy or again, my strange learning process, whatever, that we dealt with and overcame and did something with our life that we, again, followed our passion, because I think it's so important. So, Kevin, I appreciate you. I appreciate all that you're doing. What's next for you?
That road with One Little Finger. You know, me and Rupama just driving right along and seeing where it goes, because, you know, this is just the beginning, you know, the film and the soundtrack. And, you know, We're happy to get behind that steering wheel and just keep on driving wherever it's going to take us.
Well, wonderful. And I look forward to more. And thank you so much for being such a wonderful guest. And again, kudos for you and for everything that you're doing.
And thank you, Joanne. And once again, thank you for this. And, you know, we're just examples of, you know, just everybody just working together and supporting each other.
Well, my pleasure always. And have a beautiful day, Kevin, Mackie.
You too. Take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. So think about what Kevin Mackie said about, firstly, you don't have to be stuck where you are if you have challenges, whether it was learning, as my weird brain was, or in having anxiety or whatever. There are ways to be able to move past that. And again, I think one of the powerful messages that Kevin has for us is to follow your passion, follow your dream, and don't give up. Even if somebody says, oh, well, what's going to happen to her? How could you? Or no, you can't do that. I mean, that's not the answer. And certainly that's not the answer that you're looking for. So remember, we call this show Power Your Life because I totally believe that within us is so much ability, untapped ability. So just be able to take a few steps forward, even today. Doesn't necessarily have to be big steps, but just a few steps forward and empower yourself and just feel the difference. Thanks for joining us. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can go, I'll give you the short version, docwhite.org. Find out how I can help you. Find out more about upcoming shows, articles, blogs, and so much more. And have a great day. Thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the upbeat show to enrich you and grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again and visit docwhite.org for more information and find out how Dr. Joanne can benefit you. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.